All right. Hey, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. March 28th, 2024. Beautiful day here on the East Coast. Hope it's great wherever you are at. We are definitely having a rain event here on this side of the country. If you're on the east side, you're probably getting some rain. I don't know. Actually, I shouldn't even say that. I have no idea. I just know outside it is pouring. And makes sense. March showers. No, April showers bring May flowers. Well, we're close. But it is raining. It's all good. I actually like the rain. It's funny. We slept last night with the windows open and the rain and the crickets. And it's just so cool. Just super grateful for today. Haven't done a podcast in a while. Not much going on. I think the last podcast I did was, you know, my brother and dad were getting into it, and it really just consumed me all week. Even though they actually worked it out, like we do today, luckily. But I don't know, it just sort of consumed me all week, and every time I sat down to try to do a podcast, it ended up being about my dad and my brother. So they are good. Everybody's good. My dad came over last night, had dinner. Yeah, it's all good. Very grateful. Went to a meeting last night. Yeah, just, you know, same old routine, man. Recovery is sometimes pretty boring. It can be a little bit of a grind. Not that I don't know what the other option would be, right? Doing stupid shit and living in it. Wouldn't want to do that either. So I'll go with the boring. But yeah, I was talking to my sponsor last night, and he was telling me about some situation. He does construction and, you know, home improvement kind of stuff. And he was telling me about, you know, dealing with people. And I've been dealing with people. I think we're all dealing with people, right? Maybe we are the people or we're dealing with them. But it is challenging out there, especially if you own a business. And I was telling him the tough part about being sober is it's like pulling the curtain back, man. It's like all you see are character defects and, you know, teach his own. All I know we can just do is take care of ourselves. Our small little piece of real estate, make sure that we do the best that we can. And, you know, hopefully one day at a time, we put a good life together, right? I had an opportunity to allow some character defects to come into my life yesterday. And I've shared this before. It was on the road, right? Driving down the road. Yesterday was a great day. Got up, went paddling. Wasn't really feeling it, but needed it, right? I needed it. And so went paddling, had a great time out on the water. It was kind of cold. It was a little windy. We didn't have a full boat. You know, ego was barking the whole time, which is annoying. But we did it, had a great time, and then ended up going to have some lunch by myself over at Old Taco Rio, which was really good. I'm into this. For some reason, I'm really into clean food right now. And they have clean food. So, big fan of theirs. Went over there and had lunch. And then was pulling out into the highway, right? I mean, I guess it seemed like every person was in the right lane. Does this ever happen? You're trying to get back out on a highway or trying to get out of someplace, and it seems like every person's in the right lane. And I just couldn't get back in, right? I was inconvenienced. And so I'm finally like, well, I'll just pull into the bus lane, right? There's a sort of a shoulder lane that you can ride in and then blend in, right? Merge in. And, you know, I pulled out and this lady, this old white lady, right? No offense, but man, they seem to be the freaking worst. But she, like, I'm trying to, you know, I think when we're all on the highway and we see people pulling on, I think we should recognize, right? Okay, they're pulling in. Let me allow a little space or let me speed up, whatever it is, I guess, But she sped up and she wouldn't let me in. And I was freaking like, let's watch your trip, lady. I'm just trying to get on the highway. And got behind her and then went around her. And of course, I got a little aggressive. I could feel the aggression, right? I pull up next to her and she just flips me off. And I'm like, wow. And so at that moment, I wanted to flip out, right? I wanted to chase her down, follow her, yell at her. I mean, part of me wanted to punch her in the mouth, which I would never do, but you know how our egos get. And I had to stop. I had to pause. I was like, man, this is just a great example, right? I've been talking so much about this relationship with God, right? This new relationship with God, this relationship I never expected, never looked for, right? A byproduct of all the work, right? This place of peace and freedom. And the only thing that allows that to change is when character defects show up, right? I can have a perfect day going on and something can happen and a character defect, which would be for this one, you know, just overreacting, right? Overreacting, not getting my way, inconvenienced, right? And this arrogance, you know, my buddy Matt used to say, people like you and me are arrogant. And I would say, what does that even mean? He goes, we run by a different set of rules. And when inconvenience comes creeping into my life, arrogance shows up. And that's exactly what happened. And yelling at people, getting in people's faces, swerving towards them, whatever it is that a person may do is usually fueled by arrogance, right? There's usually a moment after where you're like, God, I shouldn't have done that, right? I should have just kept my cool. Well, it happens. And yesterday was one of those incidents. And I was like, oh, hey, don't do it. And I didn't, right? I didn't. I just kept on going and, you know, took my beating by the old lady. And, you know, I played a role in it, I'm sure. I was no angel. But, you know, it could have got worse, I guess. And it didn't. And I'm grateful for that. Because, honestly, I don't want to deal with that shit. That's the kind of shit I used to do, right? I'd always be scratching my head. How come this ended up happening, right? And you're like, you did it. Me, I did it. I'm responsible, right? And it didn't have to happen yesterday, and I'm grateful for that. And I don't know. She was a bit of a nasty old lady, though. Are We Waiting? St. Jimmy. What a great song. Great album. I'll never forget when this album came out. Awesome. But yeah, you know, it was an opportunity to be a dumbass, and I wanted to be one, and I luckily didn't. You know, that is, I've said this before, my first thought is not always the greatest. You know, luckily the program has taught me to go on my second and third. I wish I could be better with my first, right? Because I was very frustrated, and I had this moment really where I wanted to get out of character, and I just, you know, it's like, it's all you can do to just bite your tongue, right, and go with it. And that's what I did, and luckily it all worked out. She went her way, I went my way, and I have no amends to make, thank God. But that's, you know, another gift, right? Didn't come here for that. Did not come here for that. But today, you know, as a person in recovery, I just want to try to be the best I can, even though there are moments where I want to be very, very bad. And I don't have to do that today. Thank goodness. I can think it all through. And I did, and it worked out. We all go through it. I know we do, right? I'm sure that lady that gave me the bird was probably having a moment herself, right? And she was probably like, these people trying to pull out, right? I ain't letting them in. And she probably felt in the right. And, you know, that's just how humans are. And so I'm sure that we would both probably, after cooler heads prevailed, be like, you know, that was stupid. And so we moved on to the next day. Did go to the meeting last night. You know, great meeting. The Wednesday night meeting is really my favorite meeting because it's just a speaker's meeting. And I don't mean a speaker meeting to speak the whole time, but like come in, sit down, share 10 or 15 minutes of your story, get a topic, and just sort of have, you know, open discussion. I like those kind of meetings. And the guy that spoke last night had a lot of time, great story, and super grateful for him and him sharing. And it was fun because, well, not fun. It was interesting because the topic was, what would you find to be failure as far as this program goes? And I shared, and I've, you know, of course I said, well, I guess drinking, right? If I started to drink today, would I consider it a failure? Yes, I guess, but so many things would have to happen today for me to pick up a drink, right? And for me, that is the success, right? All of the things that are in place today, the barriers, the checkpoints, the, you know, the opportunities to change my mind that I have in my life to get before I get to the point where I actually lift up that glass, right? And the cool thing, the good thing for me, right, is I've gone through it. I have gone through it, and I've experienced it, and I have drunken, had a drink, whatever the term you want to say is, over it, and then sat there and scratched my head going, how did that happen? Right. And by the grace of God, luck, hard work, I was able to dig myself back out of that damn hole, lost everything, right, and finally came back out completely aware of the shit show that can happen. And so one of the greatest things I find today is the ability to work through every situation, right? Everything that I've learned, all the things that are in place, all the people that I can talk to, all the steps that I can refer to, what's going on, what is this about, are all in place, right? It's a huge production in my head when certain situations come along, right? All to protect me, you know, and all to protect me from bad behavior like I would have done yesterday, right? I don't think yesterday was going to be the beginning of a drink, but I could see yesterday being the beginning of a lot of amends, right? Apologies, maybe even, you know, the cops coming and getting involved, right? Now, I've never, ever chased somebody down on the road. I've wanted to, right, in my head, but I would never do that, right? I'm not that guy. I'm not violent. But you never know, right? I have done stupid things in the moment where I'm like, I can't believe I did that, right? How many good people out there do dumb things, right? How many good people are in prison because they did a dumb thing, right? And, you know, the program has taught me that. And all for what, right? For what? Peace. Peace of mind, and for at least for me, right? I was talking, you know, last night, you know, sobriety will not keep you sober. It seems like it would, and it may for some. But the definition of sobriety is to be free of drink, right? And just the act of not drinking doesn't always keep you sober, right? In fact, if that's all we are doing, very big chance that we may pick up again. And, you know, the steps, the community, working with others, working with the sponsor, being available, going through these steps, which are so important, right? They teach us to get to a place, right, where we can start fresh, a fresh start. You know, we admit it, right? We build this relationship. We start making better choices. We do a moral inventory. We share it with our sponsor. We start working on our character defects. We clear out all of the wreckage from the past. We make amends. We take accountability. We live it in a daily basis, right? Continue to take personal inventory. And when we were wrong, promptly admit it, right? We have that option right there at the 10th step, meditation with the higher power. Because at this point, right, and this is what's happened to me. And this is one of the other things that I would say that I would regret would be losing this relationship with God. And it was like no relationship I expected. But that 11th step allowing me to communicate, right? Looking at my day, right? And then the 12th step, working with other people, right? Having had the spiritual awakening as a result of these steps. Our job now is to be there for the next alcoholic. Having had all that has left me in this place of peace. Peace, right? Peace and serenity, free of fear, free of worry. But that doesn't mean that I'm not afraid, and that doesn't mean I don't worry, right? But at least I understand when it happens, right? And the only thing the only way that can be taken away from me are when I allow character defects and shortcomings back into my life. And yesterday, you know, it was a character defect, getting frustrated in traffic with other people, right? And as much as it turned out to be nothing, in my mind, it could have been a whole lot. And then all of a sudden, when you have bad behavior and you do dumb things, fear shows up. Because what are we afraid of? Am I going to get in trouble? Who's going to know? Whatever it is that we become afraid of, like old behavior, right? It's like, you know, turning the clock back to when I was 16 years old, living in fear all the time. Fear comes back in, and then I don't have this place of peace, right? Now, to me, that I am not having the relationship with the higher power. And I really enjoy that peace, right? I have, you know, I have a lot of friends. I do a lot of things. I have a lot of clients, and I hear people, and, you know, each person has their own individual fear and worry that they're going through. You know, and it's funny because, like, I have a good buddy of mine. You know, he's got a great business, right? He's doing good things, built a new house, all sorts of awesome stuff last year, right? And then I talked to him yesterday or 2 days ago. He's like, I can't find anybody to work. I can't get the work that I have on contracts to get done. You know, he is living in a lot of fear, right? He can't, he's powerless, right? And now he's stressed out. He's trying to figure out, is he going to sell his business? It's just fear, right? I have another buddy who's going through a breakup with his wife, right? Fear, anxiety. You know, I told him, I'm like, buddy, this sucks, right? This is the worst thing that could ever happen, right? For at the time, I think it seems, right, when you're in a marriage that's ending, especially when you have a child and the other person doesn't want to be married, that's a horrible place. And I was like, you know, I don't have any advice for you, but I will say this, be on your best behavior, right? Don't do anything stupid, right? Just like somebody would tell me if I was going to drink, right? That's what my buddy Matt used to always say. As long as you don't pick up a drink, you can do anything you want, right? As soon as you pick up that drink, all bets are off. You have no character, right? Everything goes out the window. So I'm like, just be on your best, you know, do the best you can, man. Don't yell, don't scream, obviously nothing violent. Be on your best behavior, because when this does settle down, you want to have your best look. And that's what I feel like with everything that I do today. Just do the best I can, think it through. But these are all things that I've learned, and everybody's struggling, right? Everybody's having trouble. Everybody's unfortunately, you know, letting go of that hand of God, letting go of the peace and serenity. Sometimes we have it and don't realize it. Sometimes we don't have it and don't realize what we're missing. For me today, the program has taught me what I can have if I follow certain steps. And when I don't have it, there's probably a reason. And I have a, you know, some options to clean that up, to try to find it again. But, you know, this is all about serenity, right? Sobriety does not keep us sober. Sober don't keep you sober. Serenity, right? And to me, what is serenity? You know, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. There is a lot of power in that prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Yesterday, I did not accept, right? I was like, there is a different path. I should be able to fit in here, or whatever it is. I was not in a serene place. I had let self get back in there, and that's dangerous. But luckily I averted it, right? I had the wisdom to know the difference, and I got the hell out of there. But that's, you know, that is serenity, right? Serenity is what keeps me sober. Because like the guy said, what would you consider failure? And I would say, you know, picking up a drink to me would be failure. But there's so much more that I cherish before that happens, right? The ability to think these things through, the ability to have this new relationship with the higher power that I never expected to have, right? This is a God I didn't know existed, right? And it was because I was seeking it, right? I was looking for this example, this definition of a higher power, this definition of a relationship with the higher power that everybody else had. And I had to go find my own, right? And what I've learned, it's really just a byproduct, right? When I had that moment yesterday and I pulled out and got away from that lady and was headed to the grocery store and she went her way, there was a place I'm like, man, I'm glad that didn't, you know, go somewhere that it didn't need to go. Right. And I'm just using this as an example. This is the tough times for me, right? Dealing with people in traffic. But I was just grateful. I'm like, I'm glad that didn't go somewhere that didn't need to go. Right. I'm glad. I mean, she flipped me off. I did not flip her off. Right. There's nothing like a 70 something year old lady in a Lexus holding up her finger to you. Right. You're like, oh, ew. So yeah, just grateful that didn't go anywhere. Grateful that I can recognize. Right. Because part of me is like, that lady's a bitch. Right. How maybe did I affect that situation? Right. I was frustrated. I couldn't get onto the highway. Right. There were so many people on the highway. I couldn't get on. So what do? I'm like, well, I'll just get in the bus lane and merge. Right. I thought that would work. Didn't work. I was inconvenienced. I became arrogant. So I played a role in it. Right. And so as I'm driving away, as she's doing her thing and I'm doing my thing, I'm thinking, you know, you could have handled that better. Right. You actually, Tom, have nowhere to go. I was going to go to the grocery store. I mean, I was in no rush. So I played a role in it, too. I cherish that. I cherish the ability for me to take a hard look at the stuff that I do today and say, hey, that might have been your fault. Right. What do I say? If my feet were there, I played a role in it. You know, we had the meeting on Monday, which is on the eighth step, which is, you know, obviously an amazing step. Let me get out the manual. Here we go. You know, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. You know, there's such a lot of work before this point, right? And I shared in that meeting, I said, you know, these words have changed, but over the last, you know, I came in this program in 97. So 20-something years, 28 years, not continuous sobriety, but a lot of it, a lot of sobriety in those years. There's a lot of work that's taken place. You know, some work I did early on was to serve self, right? Coming back and learning more. But, you know, I remember doing this step and thinking, I had to make a list of all the people that had harmed me. And I've talked about this. This didn't happen a long time ago. This was sort of recent, like within the last few years. You know, I had all these people that had done me dirty, right? I've shared about the guy that punched me in San Diego, that son of a bitch, right? Me and my dad used to still talk about that. That guy, I can't believe that guy did that. And I had to make this list of all the people. I had to put him on this list of all the people that had hurt me, right? All the people that had done me dirty for me to be able to step back and say, oh, wait a minute, Tom, maybe that's your fault too, right? The guy that punched me in San Diego, That was my fault. I went to that guy's house with my buddy Rob, walking through his house like we owned the place, and he punched me right in the fucking side of the head. And that's what he should have done. That's my fault. But for a long time, I was a victim of that. And so, you know, that's another thing I cherish, just to be able to find some humility and to look past what self wants me to see, right? Past this point of everybody is against me, right? It's everybody's fault. And there is a little bit farther where you can actually stop and say, hey, maybe I'm to blame, right? And believe me, that sucks, right? First of all, it sucks that I'm even, you know, doing that, right? And it sucks to blame myself and take responsibility. That never feels that good. But I tell you, after, it's one thing to take responsibility and not do it again, right? It's another thing to take responsibility and do it again. And I don't want to do that, right? I don't want to be the victim of my own stupidity, which I was for a long time. And so I cherish that. So, you know, there's a lot of things for me in that question, what would be considered a failure? I can tell you, I got a lot of things out of this program that I definitely did not expect to get. And the greatest one of them is just this relationship and my definition today of what a higher power is and a place of peace, right? And, you know, it's a, it's awesome. I'm just so grateful. And, yeah, I've been having trouble doing this podcast, so I'm just trying to push this thing out and see if we can push through. Because self, you know, self's in my head. It's a lot of self stuff. And and then obviously the stuff that was going on with my dad and brother was sort of tying me up a bit. So I just really want to try to sit down and do this. All right, so I'm going to read the Daily Reflection. Equality, March 28th. Our membership ought to include all who suffer from alcoholism. Hence, we may refuse none who wish to recover. We may refuse none who wish to recover, nor ought AA membership ever depend upon money or conformity. Any two or three alcoholics gathered together for sobriety may call themselves an AA group, provided that a group, they have no other affiliations. Yeah, my buddy's coming down. I got to finish reading that. But my buddy's coming down to Saturday. He's going to come speak for me at the Saturday night meeting. Last Saturday of the month, it is on the tradition, and it is tradition 3, obviously, in March, which is the only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. And thank God. Right? Can you imagine if it was more than that, right? A membership, a certain amount of meetings. Yeah. That's Alcoholics Anonymous, page 563. Prior to AA, I often felt that I didn't fit in with the people around me. Usually, they had more or less money than I did, and my points of view didn't jibe with theirs. The amount of prejudice I had experienced in society only proved to me just how phony some self-righteous people were. After joining AA, I found the way of life I had been searching for. In AA, no member is better than any other member. We're just alcoholics trying to recover from alcoholism. That's right. But I do relate to that. I mean, I remember when I became friends with my buddy Jimmy. He was a doctor, and I was like, I've never had a doctor friend. I'm really coming up in the world. Oh, man. Anyway, I hope everyone has a great day. I am going to work today. I've got some shit going on. I got to get straight with the salon, and I got a lot of loose ends that are fucking with my serenity, and I've been procrastinating. So, once again, I'm the problem. All right. Have a great day. Later. Two, three, four.